Hello, welcome everyone to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. My name is Taylor Tagg. I'm a forgiveness educator and coach certified by the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training and a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation Leadership Instructor. To find out more about my work and learn how to let go of resentment, pain, and suffering in a few easy steps, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com and inquire about a free forgiveness coaching session. And now to today's success story. My guest today is Robin Graham. Now, Robin is a results-oriented professional with Interactive Consulting Group who helps people and organizations overcome barriers to high performance. Robin is a certified instructor and practitioner in behavioral performance. She utilizes an advanced breakthrough technology for eliminating an individual's conflicting, limiting thoughts or beliefs. Now, Robin was one of the first instructors in the world certified for Psych-K and Perm-K accelerated change processes. She is a certified facilitator of Brian Tracy's International Training Processes and Systems and Manufacturing Reality. She's certified also by TTI Performance Systems as a TriMetrics Analyst, Professional Behavioral Analyst, Attribute Index Analyst, and Professional Values Analyst. And she's also a recipient of the TTI President's Award for Outstanding Contributions to Human Resource Development. And Robin is joining us on Journey to Success Radio today to tell us how Psych-K can challenge or change our limiting beliefs and improve our lives in dramatic ways. So, Robin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Journey to Success Radio today. How are you?
Thank you, Taylor. I am fabulous today, and I love the title Journey to Success because that is what we're all on, is a journey.
That's true. We are on the journey to success. So tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your background and how you got into the work of Psych-K, if you would.
Well, I tell you, the beginning of the connection with me with Psych-K was about frustration, which a lot of us experience. And my background was that I was accomplishing goals, but I felt like I was just had more greatness in me and that there was a part of me blocking myself from making the difference that I knew I could make. And what's interesting is sort of history is I had been a competitive swimmer. And so very much trained in the mindset of, you know, no pain, no gain, and discipline and determination. And actually in some of my corporate work as a consultant and as a trainer, I had taught goal setting in the corporate arena and knew about, say, the subconscious and how critical that was to achieving success. So I had all the knowledge. The problem was there was a gap between all my knowledge and information and the actual outcomes in my life. And very much felt a sense of frustration as well as inauthentic when I'm standing in front of a group talking about you can set your goals and accomplish your results, and yet it wasn't working in my own life. And so really what was my intention, unbeknownst to me, just what occurred is I knew there had to be a different way. There had to be another way to do and accomplish. And so what happened is I heard the originator of this work, his name is Rob Williams, and I heard him speak at a corporate conference. And this is in 1994, so 20 years ago. Decided to attend the foundational workshop that's referred to as BASIC. And what I discovered was an effective, efficient way to actually align these critical subconscious beliefs, or what you might call a mindset, with what I was stating consciously that I wanted to achieve, these goals. And really what just blew me away, what was amazing, is how much easier I was able to accomplish things, that this internal resistance, this block, was completely gone. You know, and some people say, well, like, what's an example? So an example would be, even though I've been an entrepreneur since 1990, but prior to that I worked in corporate positions, and even in many of my corporate positions, I was often asked to present either to small groups or even large conferences. And I can tell you there was massive stress about any of the presentations, not just during it, but also weeks before. And what's funny is most of us, you know, most most research is saying that public speaking is one of those top fears that most people have. And what was fascinating to me is once I shifted my beliefs about being a successful presenter or that what I was sharing was important and people wanted to listen, now I love to present. And I actually look forward to the opportunity, and the stress is not there at all like I used to experience. So, Taylor, just kind of to sum up, is I was so impressed by the simplicity and the accelerated impact. You know, often lifelong beliefs with this can be transformed in minutes rather than days, weeks, or even sometimes months that we work on things. And so I was so impressed and so drawn to this that I said yes when I was asked to be one of the first instructors actually in the world of this work in 1997. And since then, I've taught probably over 1,000 people across the world and have facilitated hundreds of private sessions. And the result is often, for myself and everyone, is amazement with how such a brief period of time and such a simple process, we experience profound transformation. And if, for example, increased confidence or expanded feelings of peace or even just seeing new possibilities with new hope.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things about the work, and that you can transform something what used to take you a long time and many years in just a matter of minutes. And I've, you know, been, as you know, been exposed to this work too, and I found a lot of value in it. So can you take our listeners through maybe a couple of the key concepts behind, you know, the work of Psy-K and the focus of that practice?
I can. Thanks. I would say initially it's all about living your greatness. You know, that's really my mission, is to help people live their greatness. And the key is to shift out of these limiting perceptions really by activating that part of you that knows you are more than you currently are. You know, we've all got that little energy inside of us. It's like, there's something more I could do. There's something more I could be. And so what Psy-K does is it's really an accelerated transformation. And what I love about it is that it's a combination that honors body, mind, emotion, and spirit. And when you boil it down, we're all four of those on a regular basis. And when they are in disagreement, that's where resistance and challenge occurs. But when they're all four are in agreement or aligned, that's when ease and flow occurs. And we've experienced it in some areas of our life, and then we have resistance and challenge in other areas of our life. And so, you know, what often happens is that we consciously define a goal, or let's say we have an intention about what we want to experience as new or different. Most often we're told, well, then you need to learn to adapt your behaviors or your attitudes and effort and use your energy to adapt. But often the result is a lot less than what we intended. So the reason is that our behaviors and attitudes are actually initiated and originate at what's called the subconscious level of the mind. And this is really an automatic pilot, if you want to think about it that way, that's activated before we even think about it or are consciously aware. In fact, there's some fascinating neuroscience research that indicates that there's actually 0.2 seconds space where we become aware of our thoughts or what's called an action potential. Between that 0.2 second and our awareness to actually make a change or adapt our behaviors. The problem is that most of the time we miss out on that moment and we find ourselves doing the behavior we actually intended not to do and going, man, I did it again. Have you ever experienced, I've experienced that. Have you ever experienced
that? Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right. And so what, you know, probably the easiest way to think about this is, although we as human beings are a whole lot more than this metaphor, what we can think about is the subconscious is like a hard drive in a computer. And it's where our repetitive thoughts and actions, they're like a program that gets automatically activated. And these programs, we call them beliefs, you can call them perceptions or beliefs or mindsets, are established through our entire life experiences and information that we've read or been exposed to, or often that we're told, especially when we're in our younger childhood time frame. And the approach with Psyche is that we create a partnership between the body, mind, and spirit that really allows a beautiful initiation of changing or rewriting these subconscious beliefs. And the result is that the change is often experienced in a short period of time, like you said, in minutes rather than, you know, days. As an example, one person that I was working with needed, and this has happened with a couple people, but just as an example, one person needed, really wanted to organize their home. They had lots of clutter and piles and stuff, and yet they felt totally overwhelmed about it. So they were really avoiding the activity. In working with her, she created some new beliefs or perceptions about actually accomplishing her goals as well as deserving the best. And within a few days, she said the clutter was organized and that she expressed how easy it was that she felt none of the previous avoidance or resistance. Because once the initiating thought is shifted, she was able to move with ease into doing what she wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like that concept of phrase, you know, set it and forget it. But this is kind of a way to actually set it on the front end and don't worry about it, because you're just going to naturally do it. But you've set it on the front end and intention to do it. You change it and it just almost automatically happens.
Exactly. And that, you know, habits are easy to do. It's just that often we're aware of the habits that we don't want to do anymore, and we think it's hard to change. And that's what historically has been written, is it's hard to change habits. And I'm here to say, and have experienced as well as you, that it's easy to change habits once you do it in a new and different way.
And, I would totally agree. And being exposed to this work has kind of opened my eyes, too, as far as how I've approach my beliefs, and I have been able to change some of my beliefs in my life, but it's taken me quite a long time and a lot of effort, and you know, almost I feel like I'll grit and grind it out and make the change. And this is offering another way, an easier way, a lot easier way, as a matter of fact, you know, to change some of those beliefs.
Exactly.
And this is a great thing and a great workshop. And I know you have workshops that you do and one-on-one sessions with clients. Mm-hmm. So just for our listeners, if I were a person coming to Psyche workshop or a session with you, what could I expect? What could I expect walking in the door as far as being able to work with you and taking this as a challenge in my life?
Well, so one of the key expectations, whether that's around a personal session or even coming to a workshop and learning the processes for yourself, is really being aware of and accepting that you're responsible for your own experiences. And I step in a role of facilitating or being a catalyst for your transformation. So one of the key ideas that I, you know, would suggest is if someone has the idea that they're looking for somebody to fix them, this is not the place to come. This is more about a partnership of supporting transformation, and really ownership is with you or with the person that's looking for the shift rather than with me. It's one of the key concepts around this. But the idea, let's say, of a private session, private sessions can be done in person over the phone or through technology like Skype. And the initial conversation is really about what areas of life you're currently experiencing maybe frustration or challenges in. For example, personal confidence in some area, or relationships, or something with work, even health challenges. Lots of people like to play tennis and golf, but often mindset is a critical aspect in sports also. So what we would do is explore what you would rather experience than the frustration. What would you rather experience? And from that conversation, create what we call belief statements that support your new perceptions. And what we want to do, what we do is focus on really what's current, what's true for you today, and where do you want to go in the future. So this process, this approach is not about rehashing the past. Awareness of the past is great. However, awareness alone does not initiate these subconscious changes. And so what we do is define what you want true in your life or what you desire. And then I guide you through a change process, and we call it a balance. And then that initiates or rewrites that program that we talked about, the subconscious. And then after the session, you observe differences that you notice. And sometimes the differences are in the direct area that we did the work with. And other times, it expands, and it goes into other areas of your life also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this process of change, it definitely has, you can observe the proof behind it. Once you've made the change, you can actually prove to yourself that you've actually made a change, can't you?
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, there's a process, the way the process is built in, you know definitively before and after this change process that something has changed, and then you move out into your own reality of life and experience the shift in that reality also.
Yeah. And so talk about a little bit about what you've seen, Robin, as far as, you know, people who come to Psyche workshops and experience change and really have an intention on making a change in their life. You know, how they've been able to take this kind of the next step in their own life. What are some of the beautiful things you've seen through this work?
Oh man, how long do we have? There's just amazing success stories, and on my website, which we can talk about, is some examples, but there's so many.
Go ahead. Give everybody your website in case.
Yeah, so the website for the personal focus is inner, INNER, activebeliefs.com. So interactivebeliefs.com. And there's quite a bit of information on there where you can review both testimonials and success stories as many other things. But one example to answer your original question is, you know, somebody that has a fear of phobia or a stress around, let's say, a spider. You know, they're everywhere, especially in the South. We have spiders and roaches and things like that. And so within just a few minutes, it's possible to transform that fear. And then you can be more relaxed in life because you don't have that level of stress. You know, because part of us, when we have a stress or a fear, we're always watching. It's kind of like hypervigilance. You're always watching for something to happen. And this takes away that. Well, when you don't have to resist or feel fear around something, look at how much energy you have to make the difference in your life that you want to do. Just a couple of examples. Someone I recently worked with had a challenge with a relationship. She had broken up with a boyfriend and just was distraught around it. And every time she even heard the name, even though it wasn't referencing him, but just the first name of that, referenced her back to that sadness of breaking up. And within, maybe an hour, we did a little bit of work around it, some balancing, shifting her perception around a breakup and honoring herself even though she wasn't in a relationship anymore. And she emailed me back a few days later and she said, all of the pain is completely gone and I'm able to see it from a different, healthier perspective and I feel like I can move on in my life. I mean, it's huge, huge.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it wasn't weeks and months, it was an hour.
Yeah, and it is really about changing a person's mindset and perception of how to see a situation. What
exactly.
Are a couple of other awesome examples you've seen clients go through?
So another example would be someone, for example, in a work environment, let's say they're in sales. I've worked with several salespeople, and an example is we often in the sales arena know what to do. We know how to sell. We know why we should sell. We believe in our product, et cetera. But when we get in front of the client, maybe we go back to an original way that we learned, like pushing instead of consultative selling, let's say. And what we can do is shift or align the new way that someone should sell, the new initiative around selling, and align that at the subconscious so that the person, when they're in that sales situation, are actually using the new information that the company just spent millions to teach them, using the new information in an authentic way so that they come across not as manipulative or anything in sales, but actually as an authentic sharing person. And, of course, a customer is going to buy from someone they trust, and when you're authentic, that trust level goes up dramatically. And so that's been a huge piece for people, especially in sales. But isn't everyone in sales? You know, we're all in a sales capacity, whether you work in an organization as an accountant, you're selling ideas, or as an actual salesperson. And then entrepreneurs, of course, are salespeople about their own business. So the breadth and depth of the application, I mean, I could go on all day about it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful application, and it's really a great thing to experience. Now, just for the people who are just hearing about this for the first time and are really more interested in they can obviously go to your website at interactivebeliefs.com and find out more about the work itself. But are there any books or information that you could point people to read more about Psyche and figure out if this work is right for them?
Well, the online information is actually more up-to-date than we do have one book around Psyche that's called The Missing Piece, which is spelled P-I-E-C-E, and then a slash through that, P-E-A-C-E. So it's a play on words. It's about the missing piece in your life. And that's available. And we also have quite a few videos, et cetera. So one of the some of the books that were, you know, really influential for me that I would say is a good starting point for people, one of the pivotal ones for me was Biology of Belief, which is written by Dr. Bruce Lipton. And yes. In that, I think you've read that, right?
Yeah.
In that, he explains, he was a cell biologist, a cellular biologist, and he explains how our beliefs and our perceptions actually impact our physical body and thus the actions we take to the level of the cell. I mean, it's just fascinating work that he did. And he's an advocate for Psyche also. Another book, or two books actually, are by Lynn McTaggart. And her two books that I could reference would be, one is called The Field, and the other is called The Intention Experience. And Lynn was an investigative journalist, and she kept hearing about all these magical, evolutionary, transformational things that were going on. And so she said, oh, I'm going to research it. So she went out and researched, what's the scientific proof for how our thoughts are impacting our life experiences, or how the placebo effect works, and much more. So she comes from a journalist, investigative journalist point of view, and it's really fabulous work that she's done. You know, my passion is helping people individually as well as business, and so books around business, kind of some of the older books, are Leadership in the New Science, which is by Margaret Wheatley. And again, I would call this a pivotal book because it really, it's one of the first that was written about how quantum physics and the quantum perceptions provides insights into transforming how we design, lead, and manage organizations of any size. So if you're interested in quantum ideas that and business, that's kind of one of those pivotal original books. The other book, and the author, she has several books, but the other book is around spiritual capital. You know, and the author is Dana Zohar and her husband Ian Marshall, and they've got several books. But I love their approach because often companies are all about the bottom line and capital being, you know, physical capital or people capital. But in reality, most successful companies also have what's called spiritual capital. And this was one of the first books, at least that I was exposed to, that talked about how we need to switch our business practices from only relating to finances and, you know, hard metrics to actually embracing what might be called a critical motivation of making a difference and the concept of spiritual intelligence. You know, it's just just recently, some of the really open conversation has been around what's being titled triple bottom line, which is about people, planet, and profit, and how, you know, sustainability is coming in, and really it can be a return on investment does exist when you focus on sustainability. And all of that boils down to the beliefs of the individuals in an organization or even in our own lives and how we approach things and are we thinking about the bigger picture rather than just, you know, what's in it for me in this moment, but how is this impacting others also?
Yeah, and I'm definitely a proponent of that. I believe business is a very spiritual experience, and that's a whole topic for a whole another day. But
yeah, exactly, right.
It's definitely there, and I think more people are going to be exposed to that and have to think about that in the coming years. To be very aware and cognizant of how you do business and why you do business and how you make a difference in people's lives. And realize that we probably are on the same team when it comes down to it. And that's a very, very spiritual kind of experience in the business world. And I think that's just going to be a key component of business in the coming years and decades, I think.
I agree. And what's beautiful is there's currently a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are a growing number of organizations worldwide that have made that commitment, and they're actually showing profit, which is important in business. They're showing profit. And so the old adage that, you know, you've got to focus on just the finance side and you can't be soft is not true anymore. That really there's this whole evolution ongoing in the way that the old way of doing business is really dying out. And this new approach, triple bottom line concept, is building. And I'm excited that you and I both are in that, you know, in that area to help.
Oh, absolutely. And I think really business has only even just barely begun to scratch the surface of that one. So that's something exciting to look forward to in the future, I think. So, Robin, I'm going to ask you this one last question, then Journey to Success original question. And then, you know, feel free to kind of summarize and wrap up what we talked about today and the great work of Site K. But the question I want to ask you is what really drives you to be really successful and make up the heart of your business and practice and work that you do with people?
You know what, when I think about what drives me, it's really, bottom line, it's really about being a catalyst for evolutionary change. It has been totally amazing to step onto this path, which I did 20 years ago, and help others really step into living their greatness. And what's beautiful is knowing that each shift that we personally make expands out and impacts what you might call the sphere of influence that each of us has. Every change we make, every belief shift that we make, it impacts or influences not just ourselves, but our family, our colleagues, our city, even our planet, like we were just talking about. You know, I really believe that each of us has a deep calling to make a difference. And what's wonderful is that it's much simpler to get there than we project it to be sometimes. Because one of the ways that I describe what I do is that it's about that we need to elevate our thinking, expand our perception, and evolve our consciousness. And when we do that, and there's a way to do it accelerated, then we have sustainable success, both for ourselves and, you know, our environment that we're in, as well as the planet itself. It's just been amazing and a blessing for me to have found what somebody said was my life mission. I hadn't thought about it that way, but it really is my life mission. And I found it 20 years ago, and it was a calling that I couldn't deny. And so to be able to help others for the last 20 years, and I see myself doing this forever, really see the greatness in themselves, expand their possibilities, step into their path, it's just been a blessing in my life, and I know that, you know, it's making a difference in the world.
Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful statement. Again, if you want to find Robin, you can find her at Interactive Belief. That's INNER, activebeliefs.com, and read all about the great work that she's doing in the world. And so we want to thank you, Robin Graham, for joining us today. And you are listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Find out more about the network at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.